This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Police in Hong Kong had to leave the airport on Tuesday as protesters lobbed water bottles at them. A police representative made an announcement saying their aim in the airport was to help an injured person inside the airport. The police had to retreat, however, and left the International Airport's departure hall in a van. Carrie Lam, Hong Kong's chief executive, says she's not ignoring the protesters' pleas.
I, as the chief executive, will be responsible to rebuild Hong Kong's economy, to engage as widely as possible, to listen as attentively as possible, so my people's grievances.
But she stressed that violence is damaging the rule of law in Hong Kong and will push Hong Kong down a path of no return. Stocks moved higher on Tuesday after the U.S. delayed the start date for the start of tariffs against China. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
President Trump says the tariffs on Chinese imports of mobile phones, toys and other items will not take effect September 1st, but in mid-December.
We had a very good talk yesterday with China, a very, very productive call. They want to do something. I think they'd like to do something dramatic.
Before leaving New Jersey, the president said the delayed date was made with the holiday shopping season in mind.
Just in case some of the tariffs would have an impact on U.S. customers, which so far they've had virtually none. The only impact has been that we've collected almost $60 billion. From China.
China says trade talks with the U.S. will continue in the next 2 weeks. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Trump administration has denounced a new policy that would impede immigrants already in the country from obtaining permanent residency or citizenship if they use public benefits such as Medicaid, food stamps or housing assistance. That policy was announced on Monday. It'll take effect October 15th. This is VOA News. Russia held a memorial service on Monday for five scientists killed in a mysterious explosion last week. Authorities have been slowly releasing information about a blast during a rocket test. It took place on a platform in the White Sea off northern Russia. Charles de Ledesma reports that there has been conflicting information on the death toll.
Russia's defense ministry initially reported the explosion at the Navy testing range had killed two people and injured six others. The state-controlled Rosatom Nuclear Corporation then said over the weekend that the blast also killed five of its workers and injured three others. It's not clear at this point what the final toll is.
That's the AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. U.S.-based nuclear experts say they suspect the explosion occurred during the testing of a nuclear-powered cruise missile. The Kremlin on Tuesday downplayed Sunday's protests in Moscow over the exclusion of several opposition candidates from local elections. Spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that President Vladimir Putin has not commented on the demonstrations because he does not see them as exceptional. Peskov also defended the actions of police, saying they were justified in arresting hundreds of protesters. Many of the protest leaders, including anti-corruption advocate Alexei Navalny, were already in jail when some 50,000 people turned out in central Moscow on Sunday to demonstrate. The World Health Organization is welcoming new treatments for Ebola as a positive step in tackling the epidemic in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. But it says other factors, including community engagement, remain crucial to stopping the spread of the deadly disease. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Rigorous clinical trials of four treatments for Ebola show that two of them vastly improve the chances of survival. The World Health Organization says the use of Regen-EB3 and MAB-114 provide an effective treatment for people infected with the deadly virus. But WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier cautions these new remedies alone will not stop Ebola.
What will stop Ebola? Under the leadership of the government in the DRC, is good surveillance, good infection prevention and control, good community engagement, and excellent vaccination. So, of course, the human factor is a very important factor here.
The latest figures reported by WHO put the number of Ebola cases at 2,831. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South Korea said this week it's removing Japan from a list of trusted trade partners to a new category that brings more restrictions on exports of sensitive goods. The move's the latest in a back-and-forth trade dispute between the two countries. Japan has also dropped South Korea from a similar list. VOA News.